Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. And don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, available at retailers throughout Pennsylvania.
And welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show. I'm Jim Galante, along with Dustin Hockensmith. It is quarter number one, brought to you by GoPSURV.com. Yep, that's the place. RV waiting for you out in Happy Valley. You just drive your car there. It's all set and ready. Friday through Sunday tailgating. You get the shuttle to and from the game. No hassle with the parking. Fantastic deal, especially for that first game. Mark is offering up a two-for-one deal for Ball State. You purchase one RV for the weekend, you get two. Find out more at GoPSURV.com or call Mark at 800-519-8467. It is the Keystone Kickoff Show in quarter number one. Dustin, we're in the middle of June. That means all the news is about recruiting, isn't it?
Yeah, and it is for a weekend where there were no new Penn State commits, there was a lot to discuss coming out of this weekend. There's a lot to discuss all throughout this month. And, you know, I made a point to go and look at some of the film of some of these guys that Penn State is looking at this time around, just to assess what Penn State's seeking and who these players are, just to get a better feel for how the next few weeks might unfold.
And, you know, keeping score on recruiting, it's both tough and easy. It's easy if you just go with the stars and the numeric ranking of these players. The reality is it's a whole lot tougher. These coaches, they have their own judgment. They don't just go look at 24/7's rankings and use that as their determination. And especially in this year where there weren't the past year where there weren't the camps and the visits. And now it's a sprint here in June for all these players. Let's start with the bad news for Penn State. A week ago, they had four-star cornerback Jaden Gould from Bergen Catholic in New Jersey visit. It was down to Penn State and USC. Everything seemed to be pointing towards a Penn State commit. Until late last week or middle last week, all of a sudden we started seeing all these forecasts for him going to USC. And when you have that sea change in those forecasts, Dustin, it usually means something. And it did in this case. Sunday evening, Jaden Gould made it official. He's going to USC.
Yeah, it's a tough blow. We were just kind of discussing this off the air. Penn State had the advantage in this situation of getting him on campus after he was already at USC. And oftentimes, that's all James Franklin needs. That's all the window he needs to make that final sales pitch and get to the finish line with a kid. I found myself assuming that Jaden Gould was a Penn State, not a lock, but pretty close to it. A lot of people kind of saying, you know, it's down to USC and Penn State. I just don't see him going to USC. Well, he sees himself going to USC. And if a kid from the East Coast, a kid from New Jersey, wants what Southern California has to offer, all the different things, to be in Los Angeles, to have all with that whole scene nearby, the different types of opportunities that are there, well, Penn State just can't really compete with that. USC, when it comes to campus life and personal life, is like the total opposite of going to Penn State. And so if a kid wants to go in that direction, there's just not a whole lot that Penn State can do or say about that. I think that Jaden Gould probably really likes Penn State, but he just loved the idea of competing out there, and he mentioned some of these other off-the-field opportunities that he wants to pursue. I don't think there's a lot of shame for Penn State not to get this kid. I think it does sting, though. And to me, with this and some other things happening, it just reinforces this is going to be a pretty unpredictable stretch here. The way kids are making decisions and kind of condensing their schedule of visits so they're back to back to back to back, I think it's going to, I think a lot, you're going to see a lot of crystal balls change.
That is definitely going to happen. And, you know, sticking with Jaden Gould for a minute here, Dustin, I do believe Penn State fans were very confident with him. It wasn't competing against Ohio State, Alabama, Clemson, where you saw Penn State losing out, even to, like, Georgia. It was a team from the West Coast. it was USC. Those of us who are as old as I am remember the golden years with USC. These kids today, you know, they won't remember those times. So it did seem like, you know what, this is Penn State in a really good shape. But you brought up the great point. If you compare Los Angeles and State College, they can't get any more different, can they?
No, they really can't. And again, I think speaking to off-the-field opportunities and the scene that's in LA and the professional scene and the, you know, I think he used the word marketing as one of his talking points. I mean, there's just not much you can do. It's not a very conventional. I can't even remember the last time Penn State went head to head as the final two schools and USC was the other one. I can't think of any offhand. I'm sure there's been some, but for those two schools to go head-to-head for an East Coast kid, it just doesn't happen all that often. And I think, you know, looking back, maybe we should have given USC a little bit more credit in this race.
It definitely should have been the case. And candidly, I thought the kid wanted a trip to L.A., you know, and that's what that was about. And I would not have blamed him if that was the reason for heading out there. Let's move on. Another piece of not-so-good news for the Nittany Lions, running back Nicholas Singleton, he's been probably the number one target on the offensive side of the board. He's a Pennsylvania kid. The other Pennsylvania commits have really been calling Singleton the number one guy that they want to add. And he made a trip to Notre Dame this past weekend, which, again, not a big surprise. But what did come as a surprise is, lo and behold, we start seeing forecasts for Singleton heading to Notre Dame. What do you make of that, Dusty?
I don't think it's terribly surprising, and especially when you package that up with the Jaden Gould news. Not that surprising. This is another product. This is a kid who set out and planned his visits for the month of June, and he did it with a totally open mind. He was definitely in that camp where he had done all the research he possibly could, I think, without being able to actually take visits. And then it just came down to these five visit weekends. And when the whole thing comes down to the impression that's made on these official visits, I think all bets are off. So clearly Notre Dame had an impact on him. And to a lesser extent, it's a similar dynamic, I think, with Jaden Gould. If you're into, you know, the Notre Dame's got the Catholic school, it's got a whole different look and feel, I think, than most universities do. And if a kid is interested in that particular thing, again, Penn State can't really match what Notre Dame brings to the table. But you know, I think just looking at Wisconsin and Penn State and Notre Dame and Alabama, you know, he's taking these visits with an open mind. And when this is it, it's really hard to predict what these kids are going to do. I don't think it's going to be the last time that we're looking at a surprise like this. And maybe Penn State is able to get a positive surprise instead of what looks to be a negative surprise. And I would just add, lastly, I think he's still got a visit planned to Alabama. I don't know if Alabama went into this month as a real serious contender just because it looks like the inn is full at running back for them.
Yeah, and he does have a visit scheduled for this coming weekend, and it'll be really interesting to see if he does make that visit or not. That could be an indicator. And who knows, he might be one of these kids who falls in love with that last school that he visits. You know, a couple weeks ago it's Penn State. Past week it's Notre Dame. Who knows? Maybe next week it'll be Alabama. But that's not the end of Penn State recruiting news. There's a lot more. And Penn State had several visits this past weekend that I want to get into a little bit with you, Dustin. One of the visits was from their four-star commit offensive lineman, Drew Shelton, originally from Pennsylvania. He's going to school down in Florida at IMG. How important was this visit?
I haven't seen any news to come out of it yet, but this was another chance. I mean, they had gotten him on campus earlier this month. It seemed to go very, very well. That one seemed to be a pretty intimate, a lot of one-on-one situations, which I'm sure was by design for the Penn State staff. So now getting him back, I think it was just important to reinforce, this is why you chose this school in the first place. You know, this is why you wanted to go to Penn State. Anytime a Pennsylvania kid or a regional kid, especially one who's already committed to Penn State, ends up going to IMG Academy, as Drew Shelton did, it really complicates things because you're now taking a kid from the Northeast and you're planting him down in the South, and now that kid becomes a regional target for any number of schools down there. And in this case, Florida is the one making the push. He seems to be really weighing that option heavily, and I don't think anything is even remotely close to being finished here. We'll see what happens. But I think it was a very good thing on paper for Penn State to get that visit twice in the span of about 2 weeks. And so we'll see what comes of this past weekend. It seems like he's got a lot to consider. It does seem like Penn State is definitely recruiting heavy against Florida. And we're just going to have to wait and see what happens. I feel like with the Jaden Gold thing and the Nicholas Singleton thing, which that one, you know, if that plays out how we think, that's going to really sting for all the reasons that we've mentioned before, because Penn State has been on him for so long. He's in their backyard. He plays a position that is easily one of their best and that they've developed the best. So with that situation going on, I would imagine if you're a Penn State fan right now, it's hard to feel optimistic about just about anything.
It is that roller coaster ride that is recruiting, and things will change so quickly. We're going to get back and talk more running back, Dustin, in a little bit. But sticking with Shelton for a second, you brought up a good point where if he's from Pennsylvania, if he's a regional type recruit more so, Penn State's the logical place to go. And you always think going remotely, even you talk Jaden Gould, all of a sudden he's in Los Angeles, and it's not like he's a two-hour drive from getting home. And the thing with Shelton is he's already made that move to Florida. He's learned what it's like to live down there as opposed to up here. So that kind of eases that going away to go to school, doesn't it?
It does, and it also, you know, you put it yourself in the mind of, let's say, a 17-year-old, and you go down there, and it's the greatest thing ever. I made this move. I'm in Florida. I love it. I'm never leaving here. You know, I mean, this is how your mind works at that age, and Penn State has to fight uphill against that. And then you got another really good school in Florida who they're doing some really good things, similar position on a national scene as Penn State, really showing interest to a kid who seems to like what's going on down there. It's a tough sled here for Penn State, but I think they've got a real shot to get to the finish line.
It is definitely one to watch. Dustin, we're not done talking recruiting. Stick around, quarter number two. We'll pick up the conversation. Fans are back, and so is tailgating. That means GoPSURV.com is also back. Regular listeners of Keystone Sports know all about it. Drive your car to Happy Valley, and an RV is there waiting for you. Tailgate nonstop from Friday to Sunday. Don't hassle with parking, as a free shuttle will take you to and from the game. For more info, go to GoPSURV.com or call Mark at 1-800-519-8467.
In a world of over 100 hard seltzers swimming in a sea of sameness and mediocrity, a hero emerges. Introducing Seagram's Hard Seltzer, the greatest of all time. So go ahead, awaken your taste buds and bring the thrill back to bubbles with fruit-infused flavor combinations that are refreshingly new and deliciously different. Seagram's Hard Seltzer. Kick it with the GOAT.
Flavored malt beverages. Enjoy responsibly. The Seagram Beverage Company, Rochester, New York.